It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna Taflantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. Checking in at
number 5.
The Trump State Department deputy spokesman Robert Paladino bent himself into a pretzel trying to avoid saying that Kim Jong-un was responsible for Otto Warmbier's death. This came up today. This is a big deal in Washington today because Mike Pompeo was up in front of a congressional hearing today being asked about North Korea and Kim Jong-un and all that stuff. And he didn't really want to go there. We have Paladino. All right, let's listen to this is the spokesman, right? Okay, we get the spokesman first. Listen to this. And again, it's a very simple question. Kim Jong-un responsible for Otto Warmbier?
He was asked if Kim Jong-un is responsible for the death of Otto Warmbier. He wouldn't answer, and he said it was a political football. Why?
I think we've been on, we've spoken out about these, that tragic incident repeatedly and often from the United States government, there's nothing to add beyond that at this point. And so I wouldn't go beyond what the secretary said yesterday.
Mm-hmm. What? I don't think I have to. I don't know. What was the question again? What was it?
Is it Kim Fox sitting down for an interview?
We're also very much now in a time of trying to move forward. And this is a matter of, nuclear proliferation. And it's something that we are focused on to protect the American people.
Just say it.
And for that reason, it's important for us to remain engaged on these issues and attempting to move this forward.
It is the same cadence I have used many a time when I was asked.
To you.
When I was asked.
So where were you last night?
Exactly. Tell me again, who are you with? I was. See, the thing is, what's really important is what we're having for breakfast.
Sure.
That's really the important. Let's move forward. That was where I was or wasn't.
Isn't it more of a word salad, really? It's like, so we started out here, and I just, kind of met this guy. Well, there was like a lot going on. And then, oh my God, we had this great drinks, and then the diversions, and then you're trying to circle
the
back.
Ability to dance around the subject,
right.
To a fine line to where you're not, but you are. It's impressive.
It is. I think you could do that well, Ro.
better than this guy.
We have been explicit in our human rights report. We've spoken out about these topics often. The secretary's spoken about as well, and I'm not going to go beyond that at this point.
I told you that I am fully committed to whatever it is that we are doing here. I am being indignant about it. Now, where are we going to breakfast? What he's doing there is he doesn't want to say these words. He doesn't want to say, hey, cut it out. We're trying not to tick off. Oh, I'm sorry, we're on the web. We're trying not to piss off Kim Jong-un. Don't ask that question anymore. That's what he wants to say.
That's true.
Don't say that because if I say it, then Pompeo's going to get mad at me, and then Trump's going to get mad at Pompeo, and then they're going to fire me if I say this because we are trying to play nice with the nutbag over there. And so the only way to do that is to treat him like we treat the president. We just tell him a bunch of nice things about himself. And that's it. That is so effed up. I mean, it is just... How did we end up like this? Then the president goes, oh, it's so easy, don't worry about it. So I can fix this in a heartbeat. This is his way of fixing it, is sucking up to this guy who is, he killed his uncle with an anti-aircraft gun and then had his brother snuffed out in an airport, not in North Korea. I mean, come on.
But at least he's fixing the problem better than anyone has ever fixed a problem before, ever.
Right. For many years, everybody else, all the other presidents, the Bushes, the guy that, the guy cheating on his way, Hillary's husband, and then the black guy, they all screwed this thing up.
The black guy.
That That is basically what he says. That's it in his head all the time. That's the way he's saying it. Yeah. Especially the black guy. Look at what he did with Iran. Did you see what the Democrats... This is really interesting. What the Democrats are doing, they're trolling. They're trolling the Republicans by saying, can you imagine if Barack Obama had helped the Iranian president or told the Iranian president how great he is? That he's a great... Imagine how you people would have reacted.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Moving on. I still don't like the black guy. What was his name?
Number four.
All right. Now, this is going to drive me crazy. Here's the president, speaking of the president, weighing in on the Jussie Smollett situation.
I think the case in Chicago is an absolute embarrassment to our country. And I have asked that it be... that they look at it. I think that case is an absolute embarrassment to our country, and somebody has to at least take a very good, hard look at it.
That's his answer to everything. We're going to take a look at it. We're going to look at it. We're going to look at what the black guy did. I mean, the guy who was president.
Solet, right?
Yeah.
Solet.
Whatever what his name is, I don't care. Here's the point. He was very embarrassing to our country. Imagine if Kim Jong-un finds out about this. That we let people go as opposed to blow them up with anti-aircraft equipment. Shut up. So Rahm Emanuel, you know, Rahm was on with Steve Cochran
this morning. It was a great interview.
And he would like the president to mind his own business.
I just will say, you know, look, in my own view, President Trump, just sit this one out, okay? The fact is, you're a guy, I take umbrage at the fact that you have a person sitting in the Oval Office who drew a moral equivalency between in Virginia between those who were fighting bigotry and those who were perpetuating bigotry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And he went out, you know, also off of Cochran show, he went out to a press conference. He said the same thing. And he was like, listen, this is one of the things that Smollett did. He's trying to take advantage of Smollett. Right. Part of his crime here. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, not a crime. Because he can sue me for calling it a crime, because it's not a crime, because it's been completely whitewashed.
Except he wasn't exonerated, according to the state attorney's office.
But he wasn't. But now it's been smudged out.
But
we don't know who the guy is.
And he's demanding an apology from the police officers.
But don't bother looking at the record.
Yes. Right. He's apologized. They apologized to me. He's learned a lot. Anyway, the point is...
Yeah, there's a point.
The point is that he said that it's the temperament now in the country is based on what the president has sort of led us into in terms of his temperament and his behavior and his rhetoric is now created an environment that Jussie Smollett thought he could take advantage of. Right? So it's like it's an a-hole on a-hole crime here is basically what this is. Or as a police like to call it, mutual combatants. All right. Hold on. But wait. Then on John Williams today, Kim Fox appeared, and she was asked, what if the federal government wants to get involved here?
Absolutely not. I have no reason to believe that there was anything that was done inappropriately here.
Oh my God.
In this case, from the moment that I talked to the victim's family, when he was deemed a victim, the moment that it became clear, and I do it all the time, I talk to victims and their families all the time. The moment that it became clear that this investigation was shifting, I made steps by creating a wall with our first ever chief ethics officer who came to us directly from the U.S. Attorney's Office to ensure that the integrity of this investigation would remain solid. I stand behind
that. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Because we had a really integrity-filled outcome there. That outcome, it just screams integrity.
I still don't understand, too, how she clings to is the moment I knew that he was not a victim, but potentially the one who was the accused in this case. I think it was fairly common knowledge that there was some evidence that charges that things were not adding up right away, even though police pursued him as a victim. She would have known.
The cops kept saying for 2 weeks that he was a victim because they're waiting for those morons to get back from Nigeria.
But she also would have known in her position of the evidence that was
right.
That was
That's
not
the point.
Adding up. So in order for her to cling to this at this late stage in the investigation, she had no idea that he was a potentially not just a victim, but had some involvement, just seems false.
2 weeks in Two days in, they knew. And then they had to wait because they knew that the Usandero brothers had tickets to come back to the United States. And they couldn't do anything until they got them, wrapped them up and said, hey, what really happened here? Because they have all this videotape of the three of them walking around.
Right.
Pointing at cameras. All right, hold on. Wait, there's more. I'm losing my mind here. Is the car wagon out yet?
It's Friday. That's tomorrow.
Oh, God. Now, she was asked again by John, well, what did happen that night?
I'm not in a position to speculate as to what happens. If I were in a courtroom, there'd be an objection calling for speculation. So the lawyer and me cannot speculate as to what happened that night.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. Hold on. You're not the lawyer anymore. You're the Cook County State's attorney. People tell the stories. That's what happens. Have you ever watched Dateline? It's always the state attorney comes out and says, this is what happened. Right? They go, well, you know, in this case back in 1978, the husband definitely murdered the wife. That's what you do on Dateline.
Right.
It's all over. She can talk about it. She exonerated the guy. He's fine. He's gone. He thinks he's exonerated. Right, and they're expunging,
but no one knows.
They're right now. They're trying to find VHS tapes and throw them into a fireplace. I mean, they're doing whatever they can do here. I am so out of my mind. And then wait, hold on, Steve Bertrand, listen to this.
I mean, the police superintendent says he did it. The mayor certainly says he did it.
Your
first deputy says he did it.
You asked me what happened that night, and what did it means? I can't tell you what that means.
Let's do what you thought.
And I'm not in a position to speculate about that.
Yes, you are! Oh, you're in the best position!
She's in the most ideal position.
Right. She knows!
Like, the position.
Right. Well, now that it's over, she has to know what happened. I still don't want to know. You know what? Now, the only reason that people don't want to know what happened is so that they can say they don't know what happened when they get called, when their ass gets dragged into court. Now I'm with Donald Trump on this. It's the worst time ever.
She's seen the mountains of evidence that the police have, of which we know a small percentage of. She knows what's out there.
I want to see at her office, which is at the Daily Center, I want to be like Blues Brothers. I want FBI agents on strings coming down the sides of the building, kicking the windows in, going into her office, pulling all the guns. That's what I want. I want her taken into custody. And I would like her to answer questions to federal investigators as to how the hell this happened. What did she know? When did she know it? When did she recuse herself? Recuse light. It's like the recuse.
Quasi-recuse.
Right. It's just sort of a half of a recusal.
Sort of a recuse.
I'm building a wall around myself. I like to see the wall. Build that wall. I want to see what it is.
Are there slats in the wall?
Yeah. Can we see through the wall?
Sure. Is it concrete?
Can we stand over the wall? What did you know?
Is it 3-foot wall? Kind of look over it?
Did you tell anybody? Did you ever once say one freaking word to somebody about this case after the recusal? Did you get on the phone with somebody? Did you text somebody? I would like her phone records taken. I would like to find out every human being she spoke to
and
for
who
the
they
last
spoke to.
4 weeks.
And who they spoke to.
They're taking a look, Ro, says the president.
We're going to look real hard into it. But he never means that. And I don't, and you know, it's really not up to him to call. I mean, that's the thing. Jussie, if he goes after Jussie personally, then Jussie wins.
That's true. But if he goes after the office of the attorney general to try to, if Kim Fox to try to understand happened there, that's different.
Right. I'd like to know. I think it's worth looking into. But we don't, I don't know.
Well,
all right.
Several people reporting, including ABC, that's happening. But we'll see. The feds never confirm that stuff.
All right, that's true. They don't. They just, the next thing you know, they're putting up butcher paper in her office.
What's going on?
She and Ed Burke are, they're sitting in an office somewhere, and they're like, hey, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? I just got back from an Oscar party. What are you doing here? Maybe she's going to a Tony's party in New York this spring. We can drag her out of that. All right.
Where are we?
I don't know. Oh, here we
go.
Yep.
Number three.
During his monologue last night, Jimmy Kimmel talked about a survey of the purchase habits of people who shop online while they're drunk.
11% of intoxicated shoppers said they bought cars. What do you think? You ordered an Uber and said you leased a mid-sized SUV? And 12% of shoppers bought pets while drunk. And that's drunk. I mean, that's if you ever wake up and say, where the hell did all these gerbils come from?
Amazon is dangerous after you've been drinking, that's for sure. Especially with the one-click buy thing, you know, they have. Makes it real convenient.
BWI is what they call that.
You get a package in the mail, like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
What did I order?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I cannot tell you how many times that has happened to me.
Dumbest things.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest things.
It's always the same thing for me. It's the same.
Shoes.
Yeah. I get an email. See, Adidas sees me coming.
They know.
They know, and they hit me like right. It's like my
the
phone.
Right time.
The phone smells the alcohol,
and all I'm of like, sudden, and you got ads popping right. up everywhere.
Don't doubt it. In this tech age, I'm sure it has a smell test.
I lie in bed. I lie down, and I'm like, before I even turn on the TV, I'm like, all right, let's check my emails. See if there's anything important going out of the world, and then the first one is Adidas. 80s icons back on sale, and I like click on the link, and then boom, my app pops up, and there it is, and there's some beautiful superstar that is like that's got some sort of stitching on it, and it's like, and it's got, I think I had this when I was 16. I can't even remember. Oh, it's great, I love it. And then I'm buying, and I go on the app, and I'm buying that, and then they go, if you like this, you'll like that. And they know exactly what I'm doing. It is just, and then the next thing, you know, boxes show up, and it's ill fitting, like sweatpants, a garish Adidas trifoil T-shirt, and 14 pairs of shoes. And then I got to sit around and go, I got to send that back now.
Yeah, they are so dialed in on the whole ad thing.
They are.
It's scary. To like Rokan around 12:30 on Friday night.
Exactly,
after a few cocktails, loves to purchase a nice.
Well, and thanks to this conversation, now next time I look at Instagram, I'm going to be seeing Adidas shoes all over the page because our phones are listening.
Right.
Oh goodness.
That's really true. All right, he's 100% right. Checking in at
number two.
Okay, a missed fish taco special sent a customer into a racist tirade at an Anaheim, California restaurant. Security video caught the man shouting at a Palapas taco cashier after being told he couldn't order the $1.99 Friday fish taco deal on Monday.
You don't want that fish, trust me.
Right. When the cashier points out a sign explaining that the deal's for Fridays. You see, the whole idea, it's like it's Lent. See what we're doing here? It's like a deal for Lent.
For Friday.
For Friday.
Alliteration.
Today is Monday. Hmm. Oh, and this guy would not have it.
It says in Mexican. We're not in Mexico. We're in America. This is America, not Spanish. So what? I'm an American.
I couldn't hear you.
Huh?
I couldn't hear you.
That's all right. I didn't want to scream. I'm going to call. Who are you doing? What you doing?
Who are you going to call?
Huh?
What are you going to call?
Immigration.
For what?
For you.
Why?
Because you're not legal.
Oh, okay.
You're not legal. By the way, I'm just sitting here trying to have fish fry and buy Adidas shoes.
Like the drunken uncle on Thanksgiving. Yes. Somebody brings like a Mexican boyfriend home. Call immigration on this kid. Who the hell did you bring to my dinner?
This is in Spanish.
This is in Spanish. What?
There are going to be 13,000 of those people at a rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan tonight. Oh my God.
Are you going to root for Jesse Smollett for Saturday's NAACP award ceremony? He's nominated, bro. I just want to make sure you know about that.
Jesse! Wait, the owner of the Palapas Tacos says that maybe the guy was just having a bad day or dia.
My cashier, she was really shaking when he left. She was like scared. Since he got in, he was like in a bad mood. He was like acting aggressive. He was like not having a good day.
Oh, boy. Poor guy. He had to deal with that.
See, nice now, what yeah, I'd like to know right here is where that boy come from. That doesn't sound like he's talking American to me. What in the hell is that? Now, all of a sudden, he's going to go on the news, and he's going to tell everybody exactly what we should be doing here in America. Now, what the hell's happening to our country? I want to build a wall just like that Kim Fox built a wall around herself. I'm going to build a wall around myself, and I'm going to get my Friday fish fried tacos on a Tuesday if I want to, because this is the damn United States of America.
What are you going to call?
Immigration.
Ignorant.
Oh, God. All right, well, this is where we are.
It's where we are. Everybody, in the world.
Everybody's an a-hole now. It's the thing. Why? See, the thing is, you could do whatever you want. You could do or say whatever you want, and there are no consequences. The consequences last like for 2 days, except around here. You do or you say something wrong around here, look out. Trap door opens up, and it's goodbye. And finally,
number one.
Time now for Powell's Howl. The ravings, rantings, and occasionally incoherent babble.
It's kind of a big deal.
Of Kevin Powell.
How dumb does Jussie Smollett think we all are?
You big dummy, see what you did?
That's really what has me fired up about this. Jussie, you are not the victim here. The people of Cook County, the people of Chicago are. You've wasted the time of hardworking police officers. You've wasted thousands of tax dollars. You've embarrassed Chicago. You're an arrogant, smug Hollywood hack. Stop acting like some victim who's leading a movement.
You suck, you jackass.
We all know what happened here. You filed a false report for personal gain and fame, and your people worked some sort of backroom dealing and got the charges dropped. And that's the thing. The state's attorney says the charges have been dropped, but that does not exonerate you, Jussie.
Come on, man.
Then you go ahead and do exactly what got you into this trouble in the first place. You stood in front of reporters and you lied. Again. It's arrogance on steroids. It's insulting. You've attempted to take a shortcut in life, a shortcut to becoming some prominent voice for African Americans, a leader in the gay community. But you've done nothing but stand on the backs of those who are really fighting and working for positive change. You're an embarrassment. This is a slap in the face. You've manufactured hate and anger in a time. There's already way too much of it.
You're not a nice person.
Jussie Smollett, you are a complete ass.
The top five at five.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Hit it, sweetheart.